Well, good morning, everybody. This is Paul Hopkins, aka VI Podcasting, and I'll just have a little thought for today. You're not going to be getting these thoughts every day, I don't think, but it's one for this morning. And if you're interested, by the way, it's a lovely blue sky in Birmingham and it's boiling hot already, and this is a good thing. Okay, so the title of my boo is "You Don't Think I'm Patronising You, Do You?" Okay, so how did that question come about? Well, it was something that someone just said to me while I was waiting at the bus stop. So every day, the number 11 bus and the number 84 bus, should you wish to be interested in such a thing in terms of the accuracy of the numbers, comes to this stop, and I always need to get the 11 bus, and obviously, well, not obviously to some perhaps, but those of you that know me, being visually impaired, you're not necessarily going to know which bus is which, because, you know, buses run late, whatever, so it's not as if you can rely on the time or whatever of a bus coming. And this lady said, because every morning she tells me, as I say, about this bus, that it's the 84 and not the 11. And then she said, with a slight intrepid smile, "You don't think I'm patronising you, do you?" And I said, "Well, why would I? It's the difference between me getting on the right, wrong or the right bus." And she laughed and said, "Well, thank you." And she said, you know, I wasn't even sure where to ask. And then we strike up a conversation, blah, blah, blah. And then I think it's a sort of a conversation that highlights this whole thing around visual impairment and the public not knowing how to treat you. And to be fair, they're not going to, are they? Because, you're not going to, are you? Because you don't come into contact with us every day. You don't, you know, we live often in the what we might call the VI community, the community of the vision impaired, every day ourselves, to as blind people to a greater or lesser extent. We live with ourselves, but, you know, we can't expect people to know what to say, what to do, and how to act around us. And I think I would join the rest of us in saying that sometimes people get it spectacularly wrong, and they say really stupid things, and I'm sure we could all relate stories in that regard. But I think at this time that would, while some of them are funny, I think it would detract from the main point that I'm making today, which is that, you know, if we are visually impaired or have disabilities, and people are offering something and you can see that it's well-meaning and intended well, then let's be gracious, really. I have to say, it was easy to do with this lady, to be gracious. It isn't always with people, but it reminded me that that actually most of the time people are well-meaning. So yes, I'm on the right bus, you'll be pleased to know, and I'll speak to you all soon. Thank you for taking the time to listen. And my slightly quiet voice is because I am sitting on the bus, not wanting to overly draw attention to myself. But actually, I think I'll probably look like someone whispering sweet nothings into an earpiece to a distant lover or something. Anyway, I shall stop now and speak to you soon.